Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. There are competing peace proposals over the war in Ukraine, and neither side wants to capitulate to the other. The Kremlin said Wednesday that Ukraine's peace plan can only proceed from the assumption of Russia's sovereignty over the areas it annexed. Anna Chernikova in Kyiv tells VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program that even when looking at future peace talks from a diplomatic point of view, Ukrainian officials do not see lasting peace if the territories are sacrificed.
A lot of countries would, and a lot of leaders would try to find some alternatives. But the problem is that for the moment, Ukraine does not see any alternatives to get to this long-term peace if the territories are sacrificed. So this is something that, unfortunately, as what a member of President Zelensky's office said, that Mr. Podolak, he said that basically an easy solution is basically, unfortunately, will not be possible here, because easy solution would not get us to this long-term peace.
China will start issuing visas and passports again as it continues to step away from antivirus controls that isolate the country for almost 3 years, AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The move could set up the stage for a flood of Chinese people going abroad for next month's Lunar New Year. The holiday that starts on January the 22nd is the country's busiest travel season, but it also presents a danger they might spread COVID-19 outside of China as infections surge at home. China stopped issuing visas to foreigners and passports to its own people at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic in early 2020. The easing of restrictions comes as China tries to reverse an economic slump. I'm Karen Chamas.
In response, Japan will require COVID-19 tests on arrival for travelers from